Invitation to the Covenant History. One continuous story runs through the first quarter of the Bible, covering all of the books from Genesis to Samuel Kings. This story of the people of Israel tells how their nation was formed, how they were miraculously delivered from slavery in Egypt, and how they settled in the land of Canaan. The story relates how the nation flourished under its first kings, how it was later divided into two rival kingdoms, and how its people were scattered when it was conquered by empires to the east. But this isn't just the story of a nation. It's more precisely the story of that nation's particular place in the larger narrative of God and world. It tells of the promises and agreements, or covenants, that God made with the ancestors and people of Israel over the course of their history. It explains that because humanity turned away from its creator, the world was filled with injustice, violence, and misery. To rescue humanity, God made a covenant with one man, Abraham, promising that through him and his descendants, everyone in the world would be blessed. When those descendants had grown into the nation of Israel, God brought them out of Egypt and made a further covenant with them. They were to follow God's laws in order to provide a living demonstration of God's goodness and wisdom to all the nations around them. Later on, God made a covenant with one of their kings, David, promising that one of his descendants would always be on the throne of Israel. These covenants structure the story as a whole, and so it will be called the Covenant History in this volume. Unfortunately, the people didn't honor their agreements with God. As a consequence, their nation was ultimately destroyed and they were scattered. At this point, the narrative of the covenant history stops, but it's clear that the story itself hasn't come to an end. The covenant promises God made can't be undone, even by human unfaithfulness. And so God will continue to act on behalf of this nation and work through it to reach all nations. How God does this is related in the books that make up the rest of the Bible. This story of God's covenants with Israel is told over the course of many different books. They were written at different times and include not just history, but law, poetry, and genealogy, ancestor lists. Nevertheless, these books are tied together in significant ways. First, each book picks up the story where the previous one leaves off. Second, the same way of putting together historical material is used over and over again throughout the collection. A simple list of people or places provides a skeleton that an inspired author fleshes out by telling the stories of the various people or places on the list. The author often uses a repeated phrase to introduce each of these shorter stories. This turns each list into a chronicle that traces the unfolding larger story of God. And so the covenant history is built out of a series of chronicles that all have the same basic form, a list stocked with historical information. The book of Genesis is the covenant history's first chronicle and is built out of a list of people. The stories about each person on this list are introduced by the phrase, "This is the account of person X." This means, "This is what came from X." This phrase occurs 11 times in Genesis. It introduces accounts of the world's creation and the earliest people, and then of Israel's ancestors and others in their family tree. The second chronicle within the covenant history is built out of a list of the stops that the Israelites make on their journey from Egypt to Canaan. This chronicle extends from the middle of Exodus through Leviticus to the end of Numbers. In this case, the skeleton is the list of places where the people stopped, and it's fleshed out with descriptions of what happened at each place. At the end of the journey, the people reach the plains of Moab on the border of their new land. Then their leader, Moses, gives a long farewell address. This speech renews the covenant with God, taking the same form of the treaties that kings of the time would make with other kings who were subject to them. This particular literary form structures the book of Deuteronomy and is an exception among the chronicles that generally make up the covenant history. The first half of the book of Joshua resumes the chronicle pattern. It's built out of a list of kings the Israelites defeat when they invade Canaan. The narrative follows the army as it overcomes one city after another, describing at various lengths what happened at each place. A list of 12 judges provides the skeleton for the next chronicle, which makes up the book of Judges. This book describes how the people of Israel turn away from God, are oppressed by their enemies, cry out to God for help, and are then delivered by these leaders. By the end of the book of Judges, Israel is experiencing serious social disintegration. The narrator explains that, in those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. It's clear that a king is needed to provide social stability and uphold justice. The short book of Ruth contributes to Israel's transition to the monarchy. It represents another distinct literary form, a conversational drama before the final repetition of the literary pattern that characterizes the covenant history as a whole. This last repetition comes in the books we know as 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings, which are really one long book, Samuel Kings. It describes how the monarchy was established in Israel and reports, at various lengths, the noteworthy events of each king's reign, down to the Babylonian exile. Samuel Kings is the final chronicle of the covenant history, built out of the list of Israel's kings. The Covenant History is an interweaving of books by different authors, written in different periods. But the end result of its narrative continuity, each book begins where the last one ended, and common literary pattern, most of the books are built from lists of people or places that are stocked with historical information, is a unified whole. The books were likely gathered together at the time of the last events they narrate, during the Babylonian exile. At the beginning of the covenant history, Adam and Eve were exiled from God's garden due to their disobedience. At the end, Israel is similarly displaced from their promised inheritance in the land. The story is thus a challenging one of God's saving intentions going as yet unrealized. But the premise throughout is that the one true Creator God will keep his promise to Israel. And through Israel, he will fulfill his good plans for the whole world.